Glory to Jesus Christ. Usually during week, in this preparation for Sunday homily, always an inspiration comes. What would be the topic or thought? And it was the same this week. Because when I thought last Sunday, well, next Sunday is Father's Day, what I'm going to preach about, and it's always the same topic, and it's quite like a challenge for a priest to say something new. But this week it was easier because there were two impulses came, there were two influences which came through week, which gave me some kind of inspiration. The first impulse came, it was Monday or Tuesday when I watched on YouTube some kind of commentary about this situation in society, about these riots, about this violence in the streets. And it was really disturbing. But what caught my attention was some kind of conclusion in the end of this report or discussion or commentary. The man said, the reason for these problems is that these people, these young, relatively young people, they didn't have fathers, or they had fathers who didn't care about their raising. And it hit me very strongly. And you don't hear this commentary in this media world very often. And there is a truth in this. And the second impulse came a day later, probably, if I remember well, we decided to watch again a movie, The Way. The movie is about a doctor whose son died on the first day of his pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, this famous pilgrimage. So he came to take care of his body, and he was really curious why his son wanted to make this pilgrimage. So in the end, he decided to finish this pilgrimage by himself. He wanted to learn what his son wanted to learn through this pilgrimage. And he learned something, but it is not the point. There was one scene in the movie when he came to some kind of city, when he was supposed to stay overnight. He tried to find a place where to sleep or spend night. And while he was at reception, a young gypsy boy stole his backpack and started to run. He started to chase after him, you know, but no way. He couldn't catch him. But that evening later, father of this gypsy boy came with his son, with backpack, yeah. And his father forced him to apologize that he stole his bag. And the next day he forced his son to carry this for this doctor for really long way on his pilgrimage. And he said many really strict words. It was almost funny that he was apologizing for his son and it's like hitting him, you know, in the back, that what he has done. And he said, this my son brought shame on me and on my family. And both these things, these impulses, somehow were in my mind, and I asked myself if really that man in this who gave this report, this commentary, he was really right. Because if those people who are causing this violence in the streets, those people who cause any violence, if they would have this kind of father, they would never start something like that. They would have a father who would, like from their childhood, was watching over their behavior and pointed and stressed when they did something wrong. And if they would have fathers who would form their souls in that way to honor others, to love others, there would be no violence. There is no violence there. And this is something what we have to realize as a Christians, that we are called, and I'm talking now about fathers, but the same thing is about mothers, godparents, grandparents. We have to realize that we cannot neglect this role which we have. Especially when we are not raising children for this world, we have duty in front of God to raise our children to holiness, to be able to enter eternal life. And we have to take this duty very seriously and to be so dedicated that it would mean not sweat, but blood we would give in this effort of formation of our children. Nothing should be more important. So I would like to somehow offer a wish for this Father's Day or suggestion. Let's not give up on this our responsibility. But we should not forget that this our responsibility, it's a little bit easier than the responsibility of fathers or mothers who are not believers. Because at first they don't have help from above, and they can only raise children based on their understanding of the world, which is many times not correct. We have easier position because we have help from above in this our effort, and we know the truth. And we should receive this help and beg for this help and receive this help, and then to form based not our way of thinking, how we feel, how we understand the world, but how God teaches us to understand this world, how he teaches us what is good life, what is moral life, what is right, what is wrong. And if we take these two things, these two helps, it means help from above, this grace, and this knowledge which comes from heaven too, and if we add our effort and persistence, we can raise beautiful human beings, which will be blessing for this world Because this world needs us. This world needs Christians. This world needs this new generation of Christ warriors who are bringing blessing upon this earth. Just one thought, and well, let's try to think about that. Many of us now, we ask, looking to situation in our nation, and we are upset, scared about this violence which is going on. Many say, I never seen something like that when I am 80 years old. How bad it is. We as a Christians should judge things spiritually. And I would like to ask you, what happened before? We had almost 3 months when millions of Catholics didn't receive communion, didn't come to the church to ask for blessing from above. We had 3 months when Christians were separated from this natural environment, which is church. And not only we as a Christian, we suffered through this, but who suffered? Whole world, our society suffered. Look, we are, I don't know how many of us is here today, but we today prayed already in First Litany for our government, for authorities. We are praying for peace in the world. So I don't know who this, our congregation today, already we pray for this world. We were calling upon this world blessings. And we will continue to just pay attention how many times we will pray during liturgy for blessings of God for this world, for this society, for all people. This voice, this begging for help was missing for 3 months. Are you surprised that we see bad things? Are you surprised that evil could grow during this time and is so visible now? And the same thing is, when we go from this level of world to our personal level, if we fathers, mothers, if we don't start to really to pray and call upon our children this God's grace, God's help, if we don't create this environment in which this kingdom of God can rule, if we don't try to bring this truth to our lives and to put this truth and to teach this truth of gospel our children, we will create vacuum which will be filled with spirit, which is an enemy to God. And with him, all kinds of evil things come. So let's take this responsibility. Let's ask today, what can I do more? How can I be more dedicated and to God? How can I get closer to his presence? May our prayer, may our life, may our effort in raising our children is more effective. Because remember, our children will be our glory not only here on earth, but in heaven, if we raise them well. Our children will be our glory or our shame if we neglect to give them what we are supposed to give them. And this is something what will fill my requests during this liturgy. I'm going to pray for myself, I'm going to pray for all of you who have this role of this leadership, of this parenting. May each of us has courage to see that as the most important thing. May we have courage to really form our children in that way. May they come to salvation, and may they are our glory in heaven. Amen.